You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Breathe. Breathe. Barty. Do you think he's... We should go back for him. Maybe we...
That wraith said you were infected.
I'm fine.
Like hell you are. You've been acting off ever since we got here. What happened?
Nothing happened.
Jenny!
When Shadow attacked us in the library, he did something to me.
Jesus, Jenny, it's spreading all over your stomach. It looks like a bruise, but worse, is it moving?
It hasn't spread much since we left the library. Don't touch it.
God, it looks awful. There's gotta be bandages here somewhere, something that can help. Why the hell didn't you tell me?
Because I knew you'd act like this.
Like what?
Overbearing.
Overbearing? You're infected with the same thing that was turning Shadow into a monster.
He's not.
Yes, a monster. We are not tiptoeing around that anymore.
I wish you would stop.
Don't be absurd. There's gotta be something in this magical damn caravan that...
I wish you'd leave me alone.
It's the sickness that's making you talk like this. This isn't you.
Don't tell me who I am.
You don't need to get upset.
I said leave me alone.
Hey, you're okay. There's no way we can go back and face that wraith alone. Barty said that we need to find Elyra. The wraith also seems to be looking for her, which means we need to stay one step ahead. If Barty is still... Elyra may be the only one who can help us.
The wraith said the bards created the haze.
I don't think that's true.
Me neither. I'll see where we are.
If you move around, you're gonna hurt
please,
yourself.
Please, don't ask me to sit in this and wait. I'll go out of my mind if I just sit here thinking about it.
Okay.
The haze. This can't be right. Now what?
I wonder.
What?
What if the stories are like puzzle pieces?
How so?
Artie said to use the string in the red cabinet, and there are three of them. Maybe we need something from each of these stories to get us to Elyra. In the library, didn't you find six seeds after we went through six stories? Those grew into that beanstalk tree thing that brought us to the forest. There's something about the accumulation of stories that gets us where we want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe there's a common thread in these stories that we need.
Nice one.
That wasn't really a pun.
Listen, we are both doing what we can to keep ourselves going right now.
How do we know what we're looking for in the stories?
Maybe it'll be easier to see the pattern when we've gone through each of them.
Which one do we try next?
You choose.
This one.
Let's do it.
Hey. I'm sorry,
it's
that
okay.
I... Ready?
Ready.
Once upon a time. What a beginning for a story. It conjures up such a specific set of images in your mind. A prince will slay a dragon. A girl will marry the prince. Good will triumph over evil. A fairy tale. I've always wanted a story about me to start with Once Upon a Time. But unfortunately, I have to see the world as it is, even if that's less than how I'd like it to be. And I don't think there's anyone who could see the events of my life play out and describe it as a fairy tale. So, instead, to start my story, I'll borrow a few words from one of the many accounts written about me. Despite the inaccuracies contained within, I do appreciate the beginning. It is not the purpose of the writer to present a romance for the entertainment of lovers of fiction, nor to establish a theory to please the fancy of adherents of so-called theosophy, but simply to record events of historical fact, testifying to the most wonderful phenomenon the world has any account of, a visitation known as the Bell Witch. It doesn't quite measure up to a fairy tale beginning, but I do love that phrase. The most wonderful phenomenon the world has any account of. And I think it's true. But not because of me. Because of her. I first met her in the spring. The dogwoods had started to bloom and the breeze blew their flowers all through the woods. The robins were back. I remember I could hear them calling to each other as they shuffled from tree to tree. She couldn't have been more than 10 or 11 at the time. I watched her from behind the trees as she splashed in the creek with the other children. I was sure she couldn't see me, but she was always full of surprises.
Look, it's a crawdad.
Ew! Now put it back, Peter!
It's gonna pinch you, Anna, look!
Let me see.
It's gonna get you!
Aw, come here, little guy. Leave us alone, Peter.
It's not me, it's the crawdad. It's gonna get you, Anna. Watch out.
Come on, Betsy. We gotta run away.
It's just a crawdad. It won't hurt you.
Oh, he's gonna pinch you.
Betsy, you gotta run before he gets you.
Yeah, come on, Betsy. You're ruining all the fun.
But I'm not scared of a little crawdad.
Well, girls are supposed to be scared, though.
Yeah, it's no fun if you're not scared.
Well, she's not scared either.
Who?
That girl over there.
What are you talking about?
The girl who's watching us over there behind the tree. Hey!
There's no one there, Betsy.
There is. The girl in the green dress. She's standing right there. Hey, you're not afraid of crawdads, are you?
Cut it out, Betsy.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. Y'all are being rude. She's there plain as day. You can come over and join us if you want. It'll be nice to have someone on my side for a change.
Come on, Peter. I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, you're being weird again, Betsy. We're getting out of here.
Fine. I don't need y'all. Just talk to her by myself. Hi. You don't have to hide. They're gone now, so we can just play together if you want. Not so talkative, huh? Well, that's all right. My mama says I talk enough for the whole family. I'm just trying to be friendly. I really didn't mean to scare you or anything. What's so funny?
It's just... I think that between the two of us, I'm probably the scary one.
Well, I don't think you're scary. I think you look nice.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Well, what else do I look like?
That's a silly question.
You can see me, can't you?
Of course I can.
I look like a whole person, not see-through or anything?
Duh.
Then what do I look like?
You look like a girl.
I know that. What else?
You got a green dress on. You're kind of tall. You have freckles and brown hair and nice eyes. And your smile's really pretty.
Really? I didn't know that.
Why are you hiding out over here? You could have joined us. I would have liked that.
I don't really like water.
Oh, we don't have to play in the creek. We could play anything.
I don't think your friends wanted to play with me. Oh,
those aren't my friends. They're just some kids I go to church with.
Church?
Yeah, we go to Mount Zion.
Do you like it?
Not really. It's kind of boring. Except for when the preacher starts to yell and talk about hell and stuff, then it's kind of scary. What church do you go to?
I don't.
Wow, really? I don't know anyone that doesn't go to church. What's your name?
Kate. And yours is Betsy?
Well, no, it's Elizabeth. My daddy calls me Betsy, so everyone else does too, but my full name is Elizabeth.
You like Elizabeth better than Betsy?
Yeah. It's fancier, like a queen or something.
Queen Elizabeth. I like it too. It's very dignified.
Thanks. So what are you doing in the woods? I don't think I've ever seen anyone else out here.
I live here.
Where's your mama and daddy? Do they live here too?
I don't have a mama and daddy.
Well, so you're just all alone?
Usually.
What do you do out here by yourself? Kate?
I should have answered her mundanely with something like running or jumping or playing. She might have lost interest in me then. I would have just been the strange girl she met in the woods one afternoon. But she was kind, wanting to include me in her games, and even then I so badly wanted her to like me, to be different from the kids from her church who weren't her friends. So, I revealed too much of myself. Do you like magic?
My mama doesn't like stuff like that.
I didn't ask if your mama likes it. I asked if you do.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Would you like me to show you some?
My mama would say that's witchcraft.
Is witchcraft bad?
The devil does witchcraft.
Do you think I'm the devil?
No, I think you're nice.
I think you're nice too. I'd like to show you some magic, but only if you want to.
It's nice magic?
I think so.
All right, go ahead. Oh my gosh! There's so many! There's butterflies everywhere! Where are they all coming from?
I called them here.
Oh, they're so beautiful! Wow!
Is this nice magic?
It's so nice! I should get Peter and Anna, they'll want to see this!
Wait. I don't know if I can do it in front of them.
Why not?
Doing magic in front of other people takes a lot out of me. I get really tired, start to feel bad.
But you don't feel bad right now?
No, I don't. I guess it doesn't happen in front of you.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't even know you could see me until you pointed me out. I didn't have to try at all.
Oh. So, if you can do magic, are you, like, a witch or something?
Something.
I always thought that witches were evil and scary.
Do you think I'm evil or scary?
No, I already told you. I think you're nice.
You didn't ask me, Elizabeth.
Ask you what?
You didn't ask me what you look like.
Well, I have a mirror in my house. I know what I look like.
It just seems polite that I should get to tell you since you told me.
Fine. What do I look like?
Well, you look like a girl.
I knew that. What else?
You're a little short.
Hey!
But you'll probably grow some more. You have red hair and dimples and a kind smile. And there's something about the set of your jaw. You look very brave.
Nobody's ever told me that before.
Whenever she had time, she'd make her way to the woods near her house. She'd tell me about her life, her school, her family, her interests.
Mama said I needed to wear the pink dress for picture day, but she just doesn't understand. No one dresses up like they do for church. That's not cool.
I like what you're wearing now.
Right? Thank you. But she just doesn't get it. It's the 21st century. That's not how kids dress. Not that I care what they think, but they already talk about how weird I am because I'm always out in the woods. I don't want to add more fuel to the fire.
You don't have to come out here so much if it's going to cause trouble with the other kids.
Oh, no, Kate, I didn't mean it like that. They can say whatever they want about me if it means I get to keep coming to see you. You're the only one who listens to me. How long have you been in the woods?
I'm not sure. A long time, I think.
How old are you?
I don't know.
How can you not know your own age, Kate?
I've just never really thought about it. Maybe I'm no age.
Well, where were you before you were here?
can't remember. One day, I just showed up. I tried to talk to people when they'd wander by, but at first, no one could see me. Then, when I learned to focus my energy and make myself visible, I just scared them away. Stopped trying after a while.
Maybe you're a ghost or something.
Maybe.
Maybe you lived an amazing life before and you had lots of adventures and romance and money. And now you have to stay here for a little while before you go to heaven or whatever.
If things were that great, I wish I could remember it.
Does it make you sad?
It used to. Not so much anymore. Once we began to trust each other, she mentioned me to her parents. I think she wanted them to stop pushing her to play with the children from their church. She didn't need those other kids. She had found a real companion. They never believed her, though.
I've told them all about you, but they never take me seriously. They keep calling you my imaginary friend.
I'm sorry.
Daddy told me to stop playing make-believe like a little kid.
Well, would you believe them if they told you about a girl who lives in the woods who no one can see?
What if you came over?
Oh, I don't know.
You can leave the woods, right?
For a little while, yes.
So come over. You can make yourself visible, and then they'll know I'm telling the truth.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Why not?
Getting all the way to your house would take a lot out of me.
Well, sure, but then you could come back here and rest or whatever.
It doesn't work that way for me. I can't take a rest and regain my strength. That's a human thing. For me, once it's gone, I think it's gone for good.
Oh. I didn't know.
I'd like to try. Really. I'm just a little scared.
You can't be scared. I thought you were the scary one.
Not to you. To you, I'm nice.
And to you, I'm brave.
She never mentioned me to her parents again. As she got older, she wanted to share less of her life with them. She had her own thoughts that would rub against her mother and father's wishes and the way they had raised her.
Sometimes I just don't want to go anymore. And I know that's terrible, but some of the things they say, like, I just can't believe.
I don't think it's terrible to not want to spend your free time with people who don't share your beliefs.
And it's like, stuff like gay people, right? How could a God that supposedly loves everyone send someone to hell for loving someone else? That doesn't make sense.
I know.
I can't get behind thinking that people should be punished for being in love.
Maybe it's time to stop going.
Ugh, I can't. You know what Mama and Daddy are like. And anyway, I do still believe in God. It's just, I just don't know if it's the same God they believe in.
Even as she got older and I stayed the same, she still made time for me. If anything, we grew closer.
And if I get to go away to college next year, I can still come back and visit you. Or maybe you could come with me. You could find a new place to haunt.
I don't think I can leave the woods for that long.
Oh, right. Well, I'd come see you on every holiday. Or maybe I'll just stay around here. Mama and Daddy don't want me to go away to school anyway. There's a technical college in Bradford. That's not too far.
You should go wherever you want.
I wouldn't want to leave you alone. Besides, I don't even know if I could get into a bigger school.
Why not?
Well, they might not be interested in me. People from here don't usually go away for school.
They would be fools to not be interested in you.
Even if they were, I don't know if my grades are good enough to get any money. I don't think Mama and Daddy would want to help me. They're already talking about how when I graduate, I'll have so much more free time to help them around the house.
That doesn't sound like very much fun.
No, I guess not. Maybe I could go away someday. See something new.
I think you deserve it.
But I wouldn't stay gone too long. I'd have to come back to you, Kate.
She became my best friend. The only one I'd ever had. She took a meaningless existence and turned it into a life. Full of laughter and understanding and kinship. like to think I gave her something too. A confidant. Someone to hear her secrets without judgment. Someone to offer a different perspective.
You know, I don't think I've ever met anyone like you, Kate.
Naively, I thought we could go on like this for years. Forever, maybe. She'd grow up, sure, but we'd still see each other often. Then, when her life was over, she could join me in the woods. We'd haunt them together. The girl in the green dress and her brave Queen Elizabeth. In the fairy tale, maybe that would have been how our story ended. But, as I said before, this isn't a fairy tale. I have to tell the stories that really happened.
Betsy, would you come in here a minute?
Yeah, Daddy.
Where you been?
Just out.
Out in the woods?
I guess.
With your little friend?
No.
John?
What? That's where she usually is. Playing make-believe back behind the house.
John, that's not what we wanted to talk to her about.
I've never seen the like. A grown woman out playing pretend behind her mom and daddy's house.
John, stop.
I wasn't playing pretend. I was just getting some fresh air. I didn't think that was a crime.
Oh, it's not a crime.
It's weird.
Did y'all want something or not? I feel like I'm getting the third degree here.
Well, yes, we did. We have something we'd like to discuss with you, honey.
All right.
You're getting older.
I'm 19.
Right. When I was 19, your daddy and me were married and in a house of our own. You were about a year old then.
Okay. Is that all you wanted to say?
Just listen, Betsy. Your daddy and me have been talking. We've had such a wonderful life together, and we were saying how we want the same for you.
You want me to move out?
We want you to be happy, sweetheart. We want you to meet a nice boy and get married and have a house of your own. And we definitely wouldn't say no to some grandbabies.
But I'm in school.
You're taking classes.
Well, yeah, you all said you didn't want me to enroll full time so I could help out around here.
And you don't even do that. Half the time, you're up in your room studying, and the other half, you're in the woods talking to your imaginary friend.
I don't have an imaginary friend.
You should hear how the town talks about you, Betsy. They think you're a weirdo. Your mom and me have to defend you about 50 times a day.
I don't care if they think I'm weird.
It's not about being weird. Betsy, honey, we were talking to Pastor Bill, and he thinks that some of the things you're doing, well, they're not Christ-like.
What does he mean by that?
Well, you know, we let you take your little classes. We even helped you out with the money. But Pastor Bill, he's a little old school, and he's just been questioning how appropriate it is for a young lady to do the things you do. There's just no obedience, and there's no submission.
I've been obedient to you all.
Oh, that's not what we mean. You don't have anyone to guide you, and you need that, honey. Where would I be without your daddy?
I don't want anyone to guide me.
What about your friend, Anna? She's married to Peter Harris, and they got their little boy and another one on the way. And they're so happy. Don't you want that?
She's not my friend.
Now, Betsy, don't get defensive. We're just trying to help you. And there's that boy at church, Joshua Gardner, you know him. He's taken a liking to you, and I was talking to his mama before Sunday school last week, and we both said, well, why don't we just set them up?
I don't want to be set up with Josh Gardner.
It'd be a good match, Betsy. I really think you'll like each other. It'll make you happy.
I'm happy right now.
You're happy, are you?
Yes, I am.
You're happy when everyone laughs about you behind your back. You're happy when no one wants to come within 10 feet of you. You're happy when you bring shame on your mom and me every day of your life.
I didn't know you all were ashamed of me.
Well, we are. You've had to explain away your little oddities for too long, Betsy, and I'm tired of it. We'll see how happy you are when you lose everything.
What are you talking about?
This house that I pay for, the clothes on your back, those little classes that you take. How happy are you going to be when you lose those?
Where would I go?
Go out into the woods, since you love it so much. See how happy you are out there all alone. No mom or daddy to take care of you.
I could get a job. I could support myself.
Oh, could you? With no experience, nothing to recommend you. What about when I tell everyone in town how crazy you really are, Betsy? I hear you in your room, you know, planning out your conversations, talking to nobody about your imaginary friend, Katie.
That's not her name.
They already hate you, Betsy. What makes you think they'd want you to work for them? Just so you can bring shame on their business like you've done to us?
Yeah, you can't do this.
I'll do what I damn well please, Betsy Bell, and trust that I mean it. No more days in the woods. No more holding up in your room all alone, and you're gonna see that gardener boy. You're lucky any man taking interest in you anyhow.
Fine, I'll see Josh Gardner and I'll help out around the house more and I'll even stop taking the classes. But I've got to be able to go out in the woods. You can't stop me from going outside, Daddy, please.
And leave it to your own devices, absolutely not. God knows what it is you get up to out there. There's something dangerous about it, something unnatural, unclean.
But Daddy!
I won't hear any more of it, Betsy. You live under my roof and you'll respect my rules. You'll find that roof won't be here much longer. Now get out of here. Go clean something for your mama.
All right, Daddy.
We just want what's best for you, baby.
I know, Mama.
And then I didn't see Elizabeth for a few days. Not yet knowing about her conversation with her parents, I didn't feel any need to worry at first. Her life often pulled her away for periods of time, but the days turned into a week. And still there was no sign of her. I was preparing to go up to the house myself. I didn't care how much it took out of me. I wanted to make sure she was all right. And selfishly, I was lonely and nervous, afraid I'd done something to offend her. But before I had summoned up the courage, I heard her voice calling to me through the trees.
Kate? Kate, are you there?
Elizabeth!
Oh, Kate. I'm so sorry. I'm sure you were worried.
Where have you been? What happened?
It's Daddy, Kate. He's had enough of me. He doesn't want me to come out here and see you anymore.
She told me what had happened with her parents and after. How they'd kept a close watch on her, allowing her to leave the house only to run errands for her mother or attend church services. How they took it in turns to walk by her bedroom night after night, making sure she was still inside.
But I've been watching their schedule, and I know they won't check on me for another hour at least. I had to see you, Kate. I missed you so much.
I missed you too. I'm so sorry. I would never want to cause trouble between you and your family.
No, don't you dare apologize, Kate. It's not you. It's them. It's their religion and their small minds, but it's not you. I would just leave if I could. I promise you. I'll come out here and live in the woods with you, but I don't have any money, and they've never even let me have a job. I can't do anything without them.
I know.
I had to come see you. I couldn't stand thinking about you out here wondering if I'd left or forgotten you.
I would never think that about you.
Good. Because I couldn't forget you, ever. But I won't be able to come and see you anymore. They'll keep me up there until I marry Josh Gardner, and then he'll lock me away, and we won't get to see each other again for a long time.
Don't say that, Elizabeth.
It's the truth. So I had to come and tell you goodbye. I couldn't stand for you to wander forever.
I can't say goodbye to you.
You have to. They're gonna keep me up there forever. They won't listen to me.
Would they listen to me?
What do you mean?
What if I came up to the house? I can be persuasive.
Persuasive how?
I wouldn't hurt them, I promise you, but I could scare them. I could make them feel like a higher power wanted you to have your freedom. I could intervene on your behalf.
But they'd have to see you. That would take a lot of energy.
I wouldn't use too much. I know my limits. Just enough to open their eyes. To make them see the error of their ways.
A haunting?
Yes, a haunting.
You tell them to help me, to set me free?
Yes.
Kate, I can't ask you to do that for me.
I'd do anything for you. And so we set our plan into motion. Up by the house, a crow kept calling to its companions, more aware than the humans that there was something in their midst that shouldn't be.
What is it?
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
That knocking sound. Where's it coming from?
I don't know. Get up and check.
Well, I thought it was over here, but now it's coming from over there. John, do you hear it?
It's probably just the wind blowing something outside. Come back to bed.
No, it's in the room. I know you hear it. It's right here. Oh! Now, did you see that, John? The lights, they flicker.
It's an old house. Lights flicker sometimes.
Oh, John! John, look, the water jug on the dresser. It's moving.
What in the devil?
No, come here. Come here. Get away from it. Oh, God, it's going...
I don't know what's going on here.
Betsy! Betsy, honey, come in here! Come here right now!
What is it?
The water jug, it just crashed! And that knocking, do you hear it?
Yes.
Oh, it's getting louder. John, it's getting louder! Oh, the lights! Oh,
no! Can't you feel it? There's something here with us right now.
Daddy, what are you talking about?
Whatever you are, you're not welcome here.
John, please.
Do you hear me? I rebuke you! In the name of Jesus Christ, you're not welcome here!
Oh, God, help us!
Daddy, stop! You're making it angry!
We're a good family! A Christian family! We believe in the power of the Lord! I tell you, you're not welcome here!
What does he want with us, John? What do you want?
Elizabeth's mother's question was the cue I'd been waiting for.
Let Elizabeth go!
At that shout, I felt something like a pulling sensation dragging me down. I was losing energy.
Leave, demon! Be gone from this house!
But I had to throw in one more trick, one more threat, before I left.
Oh, the window! It's broken, John!
Leave us, witch!
It stopped. It's gone. I think it's gone.
Oh, God. Oh, are you all right, Betsy? Oh, God.
I know that there were discussions that night amongst the Bell family. How had this happened? Why were they being punished? What had Elizabeth done to anger the ghost? I would guess that, had I looked, I would have seen the lights in that house shine all night and into the morning. Mr. and Mrs. Bell huddled in the living room with Elizabeth, afraid to sleep in case their poltergeist returned. But I couldn't stay to listen. That display was the most energy I had expended at one time in a while, possibly in my whole existence up to that point. I retreated to the woods and rested, waited for the brave Queen Elizabeth to return.
You've been listening to Feminist Fairy Tales, an audio drama podcast that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. This episode was performed by Virginia Spotts, Lev Rodriguez Shivers, Melissa J. Lackey, and Connor Beshoven. Episode script by Brooke Aaron Smith. Sound design by Van Winkle. Directed by Jenny Grinnell. Interlude performed by Jenny Grinnell and Madeline Regina. Interlude script by Madeline Regina. Interlude sound design by Van Winkle. Feminist Fairy Tales is produced by Madeline Regina, Van Winkle, Jenny Grinnell, Madeline Dorta, and Emma Love. Theme music composed and produced by Juliana Marin. We'll see you in 2 weeks for the second half of this tale. Thank you for joining us in the Forest of Feminist Fairy Tales. Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.